看得见吗？
Then later when I understood.
听得见吗？看得见吗？
看得见。
有。
这是韩国的网站，韩国的网站他们全面的都翻译好了。那我呢，把这个从头，就今天这总共有六部来介绍了他事工的开始。那今天能够翻译到哪就翻到哪。这个就20分钟的分量，可是我们翻译起来需要。欢迎吴博士。我当时呢都把他称为这个吴博士，那现在没有这么称呼。到肯亚来非常的高兴。
It's great to be here to interview you and
在这采访你是很大的事情。
Television work here, and we're
通过这个电视台的节目来采访你。
So just let people know a wee bit about you and who you are, and
让人们知道你是一个什么样的。
Where you're from and what
你从哪里来？
What has instructed you to do? So it's great.
你从主任受到的指示是什么
？Thank you.
你看这样的握手啊，就是这个刚开始的时候是这样，可是现在后来呢几乎没有握手，除非非常要紧的什么一个必要。对方是很高级的领导，政治的代理领导人，那就这样的政治上的领导人都来找先知了，那就给他一个礼仪上的握手，就除非这样的情况，他先知是不握手的。
Well, Dr. Owar, we know you prophesied the historic Haiti earthquake.
我们知道你预言了历史性的地震，在海地地震。
You prophesied the Chile earthquake.
也智利地震。
Way back in January 2009,
就是2009年1月11号
November 2009 respectively.
然后非常震惊的2010年都应验了。
You traveled all the way from Kenya, Africa to those countries to warn them.
你从肯亚一直飞到这个国家海地、智利，飞到他们那去警告了他们。
Of the coming earthquake.
然后跟他们说了地震要来了。
And sure enough, the accurately came to pass.
然后这一切都已经登载在 YouTube 上了。
Now, before we discuss these monumental events,
这是一个成为一个纪念碑的事情。
You can begin by telling me and telling the television world out there exactly why the Lord called you.
那这样，我们通过这个电视节目来给我们介绍一下主为什么呼召了你。
Into the prophetic ministry.
让他们去执行预言的事工。
Thank you so much.
谢谢。
What a mighty blessing.
这是很大的祝福。
Even to be part of this very, very important interview.
成为你们这非常重要采访的一个节目里头。
And coming at this very critical hour in the church.
这教会非常重要的时间。
Well, the Lord called me way back.1996,
主呼召我要回到1996年。
When I was still studying in Israel,
当时我仍在以色列学习。
I was doing my doctorate in Israel,
攻读博士学位。
And little did I know that actually my going to Israel,
后来才知道我去了以色列。
Was part of a long journey that the Lord had set out.
是主已经设定下来的这很长的旅程当中的一部分。
So he may call me to himself.
好让他为他自己呼召我。
And so, when I was studying in the city of Haifa,
当我在海法城市学习
，Israel, that's the northern part of Israel,
以色列的北部。
One time, in a mighty vision,
有一次强大的意象中。
The glory of the Lord, the cloud of God's glory, appeared before me and called my name three times.
出现在我面前，呼叫了我的名字三次。
Times. And when that happened, the Lord made it very, very clear
当这个事情发生了，主非常明确的让我知道
to me that he had called me,
他呼召我。
And what was even most fearful about the calling,
对这次呼召最惧怕的事情就是
was the fact that he also ascertained to me thatThat calling would entail me foregoing everything I was in pursuit of.
这个呼召让我非常明确的知道，神要求我来放弃所有一切我曾经追求的。
All the doctorate I was studying at that time.
当时我攻读的博士学位包含在内。
Trying to look at molecular genetics, drug design, drug discovery.
我当时追求研究。这个开发药物
to find the cure for cancer,
来要找到治疗癌症的办法
HIV/AIDS,
并且癌症病
and to understand the human genome drug,
来去理解人类的基因
metabolism,
基因跟药物互相的反应
The Lord made it clear that responding yes to that calling,
主非常明确地说出对这次呼召的答应
to his calling,
就是面对他的呼召
would shut down every dream I ever had.
如果我答应了我就这个承诺了是的我答应你那这样我要放弃所有的一切
from being an academic teaching university.
当时我就继续攻读博士学位要在大学教书
And so, I began to run away from the Lord.
因此我开始离开就是逃跑我开始逃跑离开主我就逃跑
Essentially,
其实我是逃跑了
Having come from Africa, of course, I had gone to study in Israel.
因为我是从非洲来的去到以色列学习我的梦想就是回到非洲来
to make a change, to create a change at least within my people.
要改变我百姓我非洲百姓的生活质量
and the nation.
并且这国家肯亚国家
and this was going to be shattered.
那这一切都要放弃了
but anyhow, during the entire process,
可是这整个过程当中
I continued studying, but
我继续的学习
I now ran away from going to church or wanting to hear anything to do with the Lord.
可是我开始不要去参加教会了，因为我不愿意听到任何从神而来的声音。
Until eventually, one time again.
最终有一次
，when the Lord appeared.
再度的主出现
，in his cloud in a dream.
在他云彩当中，在梦中。
This time he said, he
呼召了我可是这一次他说了
wanted me to go,
他愿意我去
and pray for these people,
为这些人们祷告
he said, these people.
他说了为了这些人们
and, in that vision,
在那个意象中
the left hand,
他的神的左手
was pointing in the direction he wanted me to go to.
指出来那个方向就是神愿意我去的地方。
And I remember so well that when I saw where he was pointing me towards,
我记得很清楚，当我看到主指出来的，向我指出来的那个方向的时候
，I saw myself,
我看到了我自己
，already preaching to huge gatherings of people,
已经面对着巨多的人们。跟他们传讲
And I was sweating.
当时我出汗
it was a very serious message I was preaching.
当时 这样我看我传讲的信息是非常严肃的
And I think that hardened my heart even further.
然后当时这我看到的意象更加坚硬了我的心
especially the fact that It seems the Lord himself had decided.
因为尤其是我想到这已经主来决定的。
That I had to go.
我必须要去。
I thought there would be a discussion.
因为我还以为起码会有一个讨论吧。
As to when you go, when do you want to go?
你要去的地方或者你什么时候开始去等等。
Do you accept or you don't accept?
你要接纳还是你要拒绝，起码有这样的讨论。
And then eventually, when I graduated and began to work at the University of Illinois in Chicago.
然后我最终我拿好了博士学位，就开始在芝加哥的医疗中心在那开始工作。
The medical center. Doing some work on drug design.
在那做了这个设计药物、设计药品的事情，开发新药。
The Center for Pharmaceutical Biotechnology.Then at that time again,
可是再度的神来
the Lord visited me,
再度的造访了我
to remind me,
让我重新想起
that he had called me,
他呼召了我
Now this was even more difficult because
这对我来说是更加难了因为
I was beginning to settle now in the US to settle,
我已经在美国定居下来了
finished your studies,
我结束了我的学习
I was now settling, now beginning to work.
现在定居下来开始工作了。
And thinking my work was important at that time.
当时我觉得我的工作非常的重要。
At cancer,
因为我找的这个我开发的新药就是治疗癌症。
Therapy and different types of drugs.
不同类别的新药。
Tamoxifen, the design of4-hydroxytamoxifen.
就是等等的 这些药物我当时设计的。
And to also to mitigate on the side effects of the chemotherapeutic agents.
并且这个癌症的治疗过程当中出现的副作用对此的研究。
And it became very difficult to envisage myself quitting that.
这一来让我结束这一切的研究是对我来说很难的。
And then going to some unknown.
然后去做一个我一点都不知道的领域。
In the name of the Lord has called.
就是以主的名来呼召我的那个领域。
Without income.
没有任何收入。
Without knowing where would I get the money for travel.
为了这个旅行我要从哪里找到经费。
How will I do this?
我会怎么样的做这样的事情。
No degree in theology, I thought. That's what
我甚至没有学过神学因为当时我以为做主工要受到神学的这个学位。
I needed. And then I began to run away.
然后我就开始又逃跑了。
Thinking that if I moved away from Chicago.
当时我以为如果我离开芝加哥
to another place, then the Lord would.Leave me alone.
让我去到别的地方，主不会管我的。
So I again got a teaching job at the State University of New Jersey.
这样我又去到了 New Jersey， 在那找到了在大学教书的工作。
Moved there and got a dual appointment at the UMBJ University.
在那做了两方面的工作。
Of medicine and dentistry of New Jersey.
一个呢是在继续的研究开发新药的工作
，and also the State University, the College of Pharmacy，
也在这个New Jersey 大学那儿要教书。
In fact, the Department of Pharmaceutics. Again, I was looking at new designs of cancer chemotherapeutic drugs testing.
仍然我在研究这个癌症治疗癌症的一系列基因跟药物的反应关系。
Then phase one, going to go to phase two.And doing signal transduction, that became my specialty at that moment.
这个成为我的一个专长，就是这个研究这个信号，这基因嗅到的药物发出来的信号，研究这些信号系列。
Which means understanding what are the signals, the biochemical pathways that drugs elicit in our bodies.
当这个身体吸收这个药物的时候。反映出来的一系列这个信号的这个系列。
And we take them.
那我们去研究。
We can fine tune the drugs to their targets without much side effect.
那这样一来，我们非常仔细的能够研究到这个药物针对的这个细胞，并且不要影响，不要做出那么严重的副作用。
You know, people with chemo lose hair.
因为那些受到癌症治疗的人会脱发，
the liver is knocked out, the face.
他的肝脏都会这个毁掉。
One enzymes are destroyed, and all that even phase two.
就随着一切就化学反应。
So anyhow, at New Jersey.Our things were working well for me.
这样一来，我在 New Jersey 成功的定居下来。
At a point when again, I now was promoted to the Cancer Institute of New Jersey in Surgical Oncology.
并且我已经升进了在负责这个癌症研究所的总负责。
As a research teaching specialist.
就看专家来，成为那个专家来，教这个。成为了一个教学教授的教授，就是专家教授。
In oncology, to now look at the molecular signatures of tumors, and especially focus on drug resistance among tumors.
我一直研究了这个肿瘤跟癌症这些基因，并且细胞之间对药物的反应抵抗。
Tumors. Why patients die?
为什么？病人要死。
And so I thought that was so key and central even to human life.
当时我以为这对人类的生命来说很重要的研究。
And then here comes the Lord again.
可是主再度的出现了。
In a dream.
在梦中。
And this time around.
这一次。
He asked me to go again, pray for these people.
他再度的要求我。说你到这些人们他们那儿去为他们祷告。我梦中看到了巨大的人会众聚在一个运动场。我在那我已经向他们传讲信息。
So that made me more scared.
这让我更加的惧怕。
And I began to run again.
我又开始逃跑了。
Even farther away.
我是这一次我跑得更远。
So when I ran away, I got another job. Now this time far away in Oklahoma.
我现在去到了 Oklahoma.
At the Civil Aerospace Medical Institute.
在那儿一个私营的民营的航空医疗开发研究所，在那儿找到了一份工作。
And now looking at pilots, their health.
我现在开始研究了这个飞行员。
And how their performance in the cockpit, their physiological performance.
他们这个身体的反应，就是他们这个身体变累的一个过程。
Was so critical to the safety of aircraft.
因为就对这个飞机的这个安全有很大的影响。
Especially across the Atlantic.
尤其是要飞越大西洋的这个飞机。飞行员
And I was even more interested in fatigue.
并且我非常就是我有兴趣的就是这个疲倦
Because you know, it is daytime here.
因为在这儿是白天
While it is nighttime on the other side of
可是这个大西洋的另一边那是黑夜
The Atlantic. And so that time difference
这是时差
is normally tuned.Within our biological clocks.
这个时差影响我们的身体。
So, instead of sleeping when it's night here, if it's.
因此你在这边的晚上。
Stay in your home country.
如果你的国家你自己的老家在那如果现在这个时间是白天的话。
You find that you cannot sleep.
你是无法睡觉。
And you become fatigued.
那你觉得很累疲倦了。
Tomorrow you're supposed to take off with an aircraft.
可是明天你又要开另一。台飞机要回去。
Interested in mapping out what are the signals, what are the signatures when the pilots come for their routine medical exam.
因此，当时我研究的就是，什么才是让这些飞行员的这个身体里的这细胞发出这样的信号来，不让他睡觉，最终成为一个疲倦的状态。
What are the signatures, the molecular signatures for fatigue?
什么才是引起疲倦的信号体系？
So we can prevent. kind of an accident prevention.
这样一来可以防止这个就飞机因为飞行员的这个身体状况而导致的安全事故。
Mechanism. But well, in the process, the Lord finally caught up with me.
可是在这过程当中，神最终抓住了我。
When on that 3rd of July,
那是2003年7月3号
2003, the glory of the Lord walked in, came into my house.
主的荣耀进到我家来了。
And immediately, I saw the glory at the door.
立刻的我看到了荣耀在门那边。
In that vision.
在那异象中。
And then, I don't know why I said what I said.
并且我不知道我为什么说出那句话。
But I've been running away from the Lord.
因为我一直逃跑，一直逃跑当中。
And then I said, Lord, if that is you, please take me with you.
我一直逃离神当中，当时我说的一句话，如果这是主，求主把我带走。后来才知道了这句话是主放在我里头让我说出口的。
So I may yield to the calling.
好让我顺服主的呼召。
And in a split second, I realized I was lifted off the bed.
然后一霎时我就发现我离这个床升起来了，我的身体。
And、
举起来了。
I actually remember very well, I screamed because I realized I left the ground.
我当时非常的这个就是这么惊讶，就是吓了一跳，因为我身体已经离地了。
And then I don't know yet until today probably is shut down since they shut down that event.
有可能我到如今仍不知道这中间的记忆发生了什么事。我没有记忆，这些事情我的记忆当中没有。
But all I remember is that I woke up from the third bedroom in the house.
然后我发现，我记得就是我发现我自己在另一个房间，就是第三个卧室那儿，我就发现我自己在那里。这样一来，我再走回到我的卧室里。
And when I arrived there,
当我来到那儿，
then again he slayed me.
主再度的杀了我。
I fell asleep again immediately.
我再度的立刻去睡了。
And then I saw a hand.
然后我看到了手。
That wrote on the wall.
写在墙上。
And today I can testify as to how much the Lord protects His word.
今天我可以见证主怎么样的保护自己的话语。
Extremely protects His word.
超级的保护神的话语。
Because on the wall,
因为在墙上
the place was what looks like plexiglassic.
这好像是透明的这个塑料盖。
The big one, the first.
塑料的盖子。
One on the wall.And then he wrote on it in white.
首先那有一个非常坚固的一个塑料的一个盘，一个在那写着字，这个字呢用白色来写的。
He wrote Isaiah chapter 43.
以赛亚43章43
verses 11
11节
and verse.
然后一节
Again,
再来
he wrote Isaiah
以赛亚43
verse 11
11
and verse 1,
然后一这样的程序来
he wrote it,
写了之后
then he took another similar plexiglassic,
再拿过来另一个同样的透明的塑料的盖子来
and used it to cover it.
盖上了
reading through the transparency of the plastic.
因此我读那段经文是通过那透明的塑料盖子来读的。
Very thick.
那个盖子是很厚。
And when I woke up,
当我醒过来的时候
from that mighty vision,
从那强大的异象当中
is when I went to the Bible,
然后我打开我的圣经
and that's the moment at which I began to understand that the Lord was calling me and there's no way I was going to get away from this calling.
那我就开始这就是我开始明白了这是主的护照有可就是我是无法再逃脱的当时我就开始明白了
And if I'm to read it here, the book of Isaiah 43,
以赛亚43 11-1
11
节说
I
我
Even I
我
am the Lord
是主
Again, I Even I am the Lord
我是主
And apart from me, there is no savior
除了我没有救赎
And so, then I went back to verse 1.
然后43的一
Verse 1 says, But now this is what the Lord says.
这是主说的话。
He who created you, O Jacob.
雅各创造了你的主。
He who formed you, O Israel.
以色列造就了你的主。
Fear not.
说不要怕。
For I have redeemed you.
因为我拯救了你。
I have summoned you by name.
我呼召了你，呼召了你的名字。
You are mine.
你是我的。
It was kind of difficult to elucidate, to open up this. I tried to run from one pastor to another.
我就开始找一个牧师到另一个牧师来。
Asking them to pray with me and explain to me what this meant.
求他们为我祷告，然后告诉我这是什么意思。
And why did he write 11 and then 1?
然后问了为什么，首先写的是11节，然后第一节。
I preferred I read it from 1 to 11.
因为我以为应该要读一节，然后11节这才对。
In a chronological order. But they kept insisting, they emphasized to me that.
可是他们一直这些牧师，我就问我的这些牧师都跟我说
，That is the order in which the Lord wanted me to read the scripture.
这就是主愿意你来读这段圣经的办法，就是这个程序。
And eventually, and then understood.
然后我理解了
，That in the first verse, which is verse 11,
就是第一个十一节，第一个话语十一节。
God Almighty was actually introducing himself to me.
圣全能者其实介绍了自己给我，因为我一直要逃离他，要逃跑。换言之，你不可能逃离我，因为除了我没有救主。并且那真正的护照就是在第一节。他第一节他就这么说的。
That's when now you hear, look, I have called you.
看哪，我呼召了你。
Summoned you by name, you're mine.
我呼召了你的名字，你是我的。
But fear not.
不要怕。
So that is the time when many things began to happen.
这就开始很多的事情都发生了。
When he was sure I had gotten the understanding of this.
就开始理解了这个主的。就我就开始理解了
of the conversation that was ongoing.
跟主进行着的对话并且对话的方式
And he began to do very strange things around me.
并且他开始做了非常奇怪的事情围绕着我
he followed up with a vision, a major vision.
他接下来一直的让我看到很重要的意象
He presented the ark of the new covenant of God Almighty.
其实他向我显现的就向我显现的就是神的新约柜。
And on one side of the ark of the new covenant,
这约柜的一边
was seated Moses, the friend of God.
那有摩西神的朋友坐在那里。
The prophet of the Lord,
主的先知。
And on the other side, next to Moses, actually, on the same side.
并且另一个方面就是摩西的旁边，就是同样的那约柜的同样的那一边的这个另一边，就是摩西的旁边。
On one one side is Moses, the man of God.
一个是摩西，神的人。
And next to Moses,
那摩西的旁边
was seated Daniel, the prophet of the Lord.
有丹尼利主的先知坐着。
And then on this other side,
然后另一个方边，另一个
alone,
另一边
was seated Elijah, the prophet of the Lord.
一位就是以利亚先知，他一个坐在那里。那是凌晨三点二十六分。
And then the glory of the Lord in that vision all of a sudden appeared.
然后主的荣耀突然出现在我前边，前我的眼前。
Tremendous glory of His glory.
强大的主的荣耀。
And sat on the mercy seat of that ark of the new covenant.
然后坐下来那。啊，神新约柜的上边，施恩座的上边。
And what amazed me,
然后令我震惊的
is that the voice of the Lord now came from the glory.
从那个荣耀当中，主的声音出来了。
That was at that moment seated on the mercy seat.
就是坐在施恩座的上边，而主耶和华说的话。
And the voice said,
那圣灵说
Now I have my four prophets here.
现在我有第四个先知。
And you are the fourth prophet.
你就是第四个先知。
So, and then my bed literally shook.
然后我的床就是被震动，被摇动了，晃动了。
3:26 in the morning.
凌晨三点二十六分钟。
Then I jumped up in fear again, screaming, ah!
然后我再度的跳过来，我就吓了一跳，因为很怕，很惧怕当中跳过来了。
And as I was jumping up, I heard the final words.
当我跳过来的时候，我跳行的时候，我最终听到了神的声音。
And power has been given to you.
能力赐给你了。
And so I did not understand.
我无法理解。
After when I woke up, I was very tired.
我醒过来之后非常的疼。
Stand, I was collapsing.
无法站立起来，我总是倒下来。
For the time,
一段时间一直这样。
I felt sick.
我生病了。
And then, but I remember, and power has been given to you.
可是我记得神说的话，能力赐给你了。
So I did not understand even what is this power.
可是我。不知道，甚至不知道能力是什么。
For what is it?
目标是什么
？Only later is when I began to understand that.
后来我才明白，我就开始明白。
From that day onwards.
从那天起
，I began to know everything and anything that was going to happen on the earth.
我就开始知道了所有的一切。任何事情发生在地球上的，我就都开始知道了。
I immediately in that 2003 saw the coming of the Asian tsunami.
立刻的我就看到了03年亚洲海啸。
Big monumental events.
巨大的历史性的纪念碑式的事件，我就提前看到。如果白天我要去要见到某一个人的话，那晚上提前我已经看到了他，并且我都听到我们会讨论的对话，我们分享的对话，并且当我见到他们的时候，他们会怎么想，他们对我有什么样的一个感想，我都知道。当我这个见到他们的时候，他们会怎么想，我都知道。
It was such an overwhelming information.
这是被压倒性的信息量。
Then later is when I understood.
后来才明白。
That indeed that power has been given to you.
确实是能力赐给你了。
Was it indeed the calling of the Lord?
就是主的呼召。
And for the sake of the glory of the Lord.
就是为了主的荣耀。
For the sake of the ministry. ministry of the Lord.
为了主的事工。
It was not just some raw power or power for human purposes.
这不是为了人的目标而被使用的那种。
Or for myself.
或者为了我自己，为我自己所能使用的那种，不是。
Because then I began to understand, I began to speak events.
我就开始理解，并且我就开始发表语言。
And they began to take place.
这并且这开始应验了。
Now, as I began to preach, again, the Lord visited in a very mighty way.
当我开始传讲的时候，主再度的非常令人震惊的方式来造访了我。
When I finally decided to leave and start preaching.
因为我最终我就决定要离开这世俗的一切，然后就开始传讲信息的时候，他再度的做成了一个奇怪的事情发生，就是围绕着我。
I remember I was going to this meeting in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
我记得当时我决定来参加在这奥克拉荷马特萨的一场聚会。